My name is Farah Pahlavi, and many people know me by my maiden name, Farah Diba. I was married to the Shah of Iran for 20 years. I was the Empress of Iran. I went into exile on January 16, 1979. We left the house by helicopter to go to the airport. The airport was very cold, quite empty, because most of the people at the airport was on strike. There are some officers and people who were, one of them who was on the floor on my husband's feet to beg him not to leave. I could sense it over my skin for a year or two before, that when I went to different places there was a sort of unease. And then slowly, like a snowball, everything became worse and worse every day. We first stopped in Egypt, and President Sadat had received us, he had asked us to come there. It was very hard because we had lived in another dimension of life, and suddenly you have to think of the details of where you go, what to do, where your children are doing, because they were hearing everything on the radio or in the media, and they were very, very worried. And that was the one of the saddest part of our exile, not to be in touch with our children as much as we wanted, and for them not to be with us. And then we left Egypt. King Hassan of Morocco had asked us to come there. This is when the government of the last prime minister, who was appointed by my husband, collapsed. And our being in Morocco could have created problems for the king and for Morocco. And we had to leave there. And that is when all the problems and difficulties happened, because we didn't know till the last moments where we can go, where we can be accepted to go, because of course Iran was an important country and Iran was exporting oil, and many of the friends we had before and countries who were friendly with us didn't dare accept us, because they felt that they might have problem with the new regime and a new government. And it's hard, it's sad, but this is the reality. So we had to go in the Bahamas. Ironically, we were staying at an island which was called Paradise Island. And for us, it was really hell, because that was the period where we heard about all the killings, the assassinations, the executions, the imprisonment. When you see so many miseries has happened in your own country, which makes you so sad. Every day was a torture just to be there, to live. First years, you are living in another world. I couldn't really go in a place or among people that live normally. People talked about movies, theater, going here and there. The simple things of life was not meaningful to me, as if I was talking to strangers. And of course, in the beginning, besides some of your friends, the way people behave towards you. You've been a empress, the way you've been received everywhere, then you go in a party and nobody pays attention to you. You feel like a little poor dog with your tails in your legs and in a corner, because you are full of problems. I still keep hope that one day I will return to my country, because I feel more Iranian in every sense. With the love I have for my country, with the respect I have for its culture and history, I feel more Iranian than those who are governing my country now.